anyway, can't wait to go camping.
Try it out?
Yeah, go try it out. So,
yeah, are you going to live stream that as well?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. But I did have the rubber gloves because of the COVID thing, so I was able to wear rubber gloves while I did it. So I looked like I was more professional, right?
Yeah. Did you have the mask on?
I did not. Yeah, somebody commented, where's your mask? No, because I don't have a mask. I might have to sew some this weekend. But anyway, if you're bored, go to the VAP Facebook page, and you can sit there for 25 minutes and watch me swap a toilet. And some of the views of me aren't the best because I'm bending over the toilet. So,
reaching okay. So, points. Like any like butt crack stuff going on there, or
no.
You wear a long t-shirt. Well,
I was doing plumbing work, but I had a long shirt on. So,
okay,
yeah. Anyway, good times. Good times.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's a good upgrade you can do while you're stuck at home. I know last week we talked about going out and going camping, and right after that show went out, that was in Oregon. They closed all the state parks. So I don't know if going out camping now is a good idea unless you have some secret boondocking place and you're just going to be alone or with close family.
Well, my brother and sister-in-law were on their way back from Florida, I guess a week after we came back, and all of the rest areas in Pennsylvania were closed and barred off, so you couldn't even pull over.
Mm.
There was trucks, you know, backing up into the exit because they needed a place to sleep.
I've seen that before, yeah.
So, I don't know if that's still that way or other states have adopted that, but not a good time to travel, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can always, driveway camp, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, we've talked about this before, I think, but I think these things would make quite a good quarantine center if somebody in your family has it, but maybe it's not too bad. And they could be in the trailer and the rest of the family in the house, and you could still sort of check on them or whatever, bring food out, and that way nobody would get it. So it is a completely self-contained unit, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the astronauts, they used it for the astronauts, right?
That's right, you know. But most people don't realize this, but... believe it or not, I'm old enough to remember actually watching them do this in those Airstreams. Those trailers did not have wheels on them.
Oh, yeah.
They were sort of modules, basically.
Right. They're probably delivered on a flatbed or something.
Yeah, they had this big framework on them, so they could be lifted with a crane, you know, because they were on the aircraft carrier, and then they lifted them off with the astronauts in it onto the mainland when they came ashore and met Nixon and all that wonderful stuff back in the day.
Yeah. Well, it kept the space germs out.
Well, that's right. And they, you know... They never knew if they had any, but and how do you know when this is like a new world type thing? If you know, you might have an incubation period of 6 months or something, and you're only in quarantine for two, and then you bring some wacky germ to the world, which basically we got from a bat and in a fish stall in China, which is mind-boggling to me, but. Apparently that's what happened.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened. Well, I seen a meme of was it Ozzy Osbourne said been eating bats for years, never a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have.
Did we manage to get any questions or people not listening to us?
I don't know. Maybe they're not. Yeah, but this is a good way to pass the time, right? So there's a couple good ways, is that we said work on your trailer, order an axle, listen to the show, and also you could buy Restoring a Dream and read it again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or even what you're...